It's been nearly 3 months since Juan Guaido claimed the presidency of Venezuela, a move that the U.S. and much of the world recognized. But the elected incumbent president Nicolas Maduro hasn't gone anywhere. One of the reasons could be that some of his supporters are making big money from the drug trade while he remains in power. CNN's Nick Patton Walsh is reporting this story. And Nick, we've known that much of the cocaine that comes into the U.S. comes from South America, but you tied it to the Venezuelan president's rule and tracked just how the drug winds its way to the U.S. What have you learned?
What's new here is that this is rising really fast. This has always been something that U.S. officials accused the Maduro government of being involved in the background, but we didn't know that as the country's falling apart, so much more of this trade is picking up. So many more of these clandestine teeny flights leave Venezuela with sometimes as much as a ton of cocaine on board and then head north towards Central America. It seems, some officials are saying, basically the Venezuelan officials are cashing in on this while they still can, while their country is functional enough to be able to facilitate these flights.
And is that one of the reasons why, presumably, Venezuela's president Nicolas Maduro remains in power?
One of the suggestions is that those around him are enriching themselves a lot from being involved in this trade. Of course, they deny it and have done extensively, didn't actually respond to our request for comment for this report. But they fear potential indictment or sanctions. Some have already been sanctioned or indicted if, for example, they leave Venezuela or Maduro falls from power, because then they become more vulnerable. They lack the protection of a state.
So the trace then, for instance, the bags of cocaine that come in from Colombia, they go then to Venezuela with the help of the Venezuelan Border Patrol, correct?
That's what we were able to establish, is that cocaine is sent over the border through teeny little paths called trochas. Now, a lot of the time that goes through established checkpoints, and Venezuelan border patrols get orders from their superior officers to let certain specific trucks cross over. They're then loaded, the cocaine in its tons, onto tiny planes, some bought in the US and flown down south to Venezuela for that specific purpose. And then those planes are piloted, sometimes by Mexican former commercial airline pilots, up to Central America.
So before they get to Central America, as you said, when they cross into the border of Venezuela, you spoke with members of the Venezuelan Border Patrol, one in particular who has defected, and you shadow out his face in the video. He told you that he was ordered to let specific trucks carrying cocaine from Colombia into Venezuela to let them in. They were identified. They usually came early in the day or late at night. Let's hear him in your report speaking through an interpreter.
The cars that crossed both weapons and drugs were pickups, and we would be told the color and make of the truck and when. Everything was coordinated by the brigade commander, and this was arranged high up above. Those who didn't agree were swapped out, automatically.
And then to further the story, you take to the air and are able to find, as you said, these pathways that are actually runways that are designed to transport the cocaine into first Honduras, and from there, where does it go?
Yeah, when it lands in Honduras, it goes north through Mexico into the United States, where it becomes, of course, incredibly valuable. When it lands, though, on the Honduran coastline, basically they'll take anything, a bit of a road, a bit of pathway, and these tiny planes will land. Now, I should point out what's been remarkable in the past 2 years, U.S. officials saying that while they used to see one, two flights a week, that doubled in 2018 to, you know, two or three a week. And now they're seeing sometimes in the first part of this year as many as eight flights at one time in the air. These planes land in Honduras on the remote eastern coastline, and then often they're just torched because, frankly, they're the piece of evidence that tie people to that particular bit of trafficking. And a plane that cost $500,000 is nothing if your car goes $30 million.
If this trafficking route is so well used now and it has been accelerated, the trafficking itself, is that because the demand for cocaine in the U.S. has accelerated as well?
There has been, it seems, an increase in demand, yes, but really this is all just about money. It comes down to the absurd amounts of cash this generates. And by the time it reaches the United States at street value, that can potentially be $40 billion. And money like that just changes every single part of the calculus along the way, from officials' behavior to the behavior of fishermen who we were told were scavenging discarded cocaine shipments along the Honduran coastline. There's money like that in that society which nobody could get from any other legitimate enterprise.
As CNN senior international correspondent Nick Patton Walsh, we will make a link to his report at hereandnow.org. Nick, thank you.
Thank you.